Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Shun babblings. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. 2 Timothy 2:16-17. Paul's earlier warning about word fights is strengthened in our text for today with a different emphasis. Word fights are picky debates started by quarrelsome people. They are useless and divisive. They create conflicts and schisms. Profane and vain babblings, however, are worldly and valueless noise. Less obvious and more subtle than fighting, they have the effect of destroying godliness. But refuse profane or ungodly and old wives' fables or myths, baseless stories, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness. Because godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come, Paul strongly urged Timothy to keep guard that which is committed to your trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. The oppositions spoken of are the antithesis, the conflict, the stand against knowledge. Paul calls this anti-knowledge a pseudonymos, or a false name. It sounds like knowledge, but is not true. The results of these babblings are not good. Ungodliness will increase. Error will eat away at spiritual health and truth like gangrene. The two church leaders that Paul mentions, Hymenaeus and Philetus, are listed as examples of such a cancer. They taught that the resurrection had already occurred for the saints. Peter's warning is very similar. Beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.